This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so this headline, oh my gosh. Okay, so there's this headline that people are growing horns on their head because of their cell phone. And you're like, oh, come on. Oh, come on. All right. And so my cell phone, I'm now trying to keep away from me. I do have some suspicions that our cell phones do bad things to us. But let's just stop right here. No one's growing horns. Okay, let's just stop. Let me kind of clarify what's going on. I don't know if any of you guys collect medical antiques like I do, but I have old medical textbooks, and there's pictures of horns coming out of people's heads. These cutaneous horns are of the same stratified corneal sort of, how do I want to word this? It's kind of the same material as nails and hair that would grow out of, you know, on a person's face. We kind of, you know, have to worry about skin cancer, people let that. But you don't really see people walking around with horns in their head or coming out because, you know, we cosmetically remove it as the person's a kid. So you don't really see that anymore. Those are cutaneous horns. There's tons of pictures. You can look them up. There's tons of pictures. What they're talking about with this is they looked at a bunch of young people, and they found bony protuberances of the skull. I don't know if you would call it an exostosis, but or an osteophyte, but basically whenever there's traction or friction or overuse of muscle on an area, the bone may grow. And so they found that because we're on the phone, we're texting, and we're looking down, we're shifting pressure. Our head is like about 10 pounds. And so we shift it. I got a big head. I don't know why. I just got I have an ego. But we shift to put extra pressure on certain neck muscles, and they think that's what's growing the extra bone. So it's not a horn. Okay, I you know, these headlines, it's always clickbait. You know, and you're like, come on, people. So, really quickly here, let me tell you what they've had. I'm getting glasses on. I'm getting all kind of studious here. All right, so basically what happened is this was back in 2016 in the Journal of Anatomy. Dr. Shahar, who is a health scientist at the Sunshine Coast University, Australia, he and his colleague looked at radiographs or x-rays of 218 young people between 18 and 30. And it's because people were feeling a bump on the back of their head. And the spikes measured about 5 millimeters, which is like a half a pencil eraser. And enlarged spikes measured about 10 millimeters, which is a little more than a pencil eraser. They say 41% of the group had an enlarged spike, and 10% had an especially large spike, 20 millimeters. So the doctors found that the enlarged spikes were more common in men than females. Now, maybe it's because we women, right? We'll hold the cell phone up. You know, we're like, huh? Hi, you know, I will not talk to somebody with my cell phone low because I don't want them seeing the chin or the boobies, right? So I'll be like that. So maybe that's why it's not, whereas a lot of the guys like, I don't care, you know? Also, I don't want people looking up my nose. You know, if I don't trim my nose hairs or I got boogies, I don't want people to see that. So anyway, I guess these external occipital protuberances, meaning it's an occipital protuberance of the occipital part of the skull that's sticking out, are going to be permanent. They're like stalagmites, right? Stalactites and stalagmites, they call them, according to Fox News. And they will keep growing. They say it shouldn't cause medical issues, but it's a sign of us ergonomically, or what's the word for it? Us holding our body in a different position. And so we're evolving to now have spikes on our head because of our cell phone. Now, there's a lot of medical conditions we're now attributing to cell phones. We got cell phone neck, which is where you're always on your phone or you're watching a video or cat videos. I love funny cat videos. I just love those, right? And then you start to get sore, right? You also have text thumb, right? Like this all the time, so your thumbs. Wrist, sometimes, you know, swiping left or swiping right. You know, I still haven't opened up my Tinder account. I want to open up a Tinder account. I'm happily married. It's just I am dying to see what the swipes are, you know, and I'm afraid to because I know people are going to be swiping left the whole time or vomiting on my profile. But I just want to know. I just die to see what it's like on Tinder. And I guess you can only do that if you have an active account. So I got to tell my husband what I'm doing. And I got to, you know, because I don't want him to think that I'm, you know, trying to go out there on the dating scene. But I'm just dying to see how that. There's a lot of studies you could do with you know, which lies get you the most swipes. And I wonder if anybody's studying that. That would be a really good study. For any of you medical students out there, do a study on Tinder, you know, have a bunch of fake accounts and look at the swiping and what happens if you, you know, if you're blonde versus if you wear glasses versus if you just announced that, you know, you just had some cosmetic surgery. That would be kind of a good study. That would be because, you know, people want dating data. That's what they want. I think it's a good study. Cell phone radiation obviously freaks the most people out, you know. People always kind of worry about, are people getting brain cancer because of cell phones? And there's been studies in animals showing increased risk of tumors. The problem is, and the only reason why I don't panic about that is because we've had cell phones now for almost 20 years, and we don't see a huge jump in brain tumors or acoustic neuromas or other sorts of things that can happen with your phone hugging next to your head. So with this isn't so much the cell phone is causing the skull to grow the extra bone. It's your positioning. So you need to approach your phone like you approach your computer. Try to have it at eye level, taking breaks. Don't just sit there on your phone for hours. I mean, if you're ever on the subway, people are just always staring down. Everybody is staring down, and we're going to start getting these humps in the back. I don't know. It's just not the most ergonomic, if that's the proper word. So I suggest giving yourself breaks, you know. Write a letter. Although writing a letter, I mean, I watch it like turn, and you know, they're still leaning over. You still have to lean over. Just exercise, work on your posture, try to straighten up, sit up straight, that kind of stuff, okay? You dig? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away, we'll be right back. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location station, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. All right, so, 17-year-old Nevada teen had a vape pen explode in his mouth. Looks like what looked like, quote, close-range gunshot wounds. His mother had given him the vape pen to help him quit smoking. 17 years old. Mom gave him a vape pen to help him quit smoking. We're not talking about a 40-plus pack year history of smoking. This is a 17-year-old who I don't know for how long was smoking. Mom tried to get him off smoking by giving a vape pen. His injuries were so severe that the doctors submitted his case to the New England Journal of Medicine so that others could be made aware of the potential dangers. Now, the teen is identified by his mother as Austin, reportedly assured his parents that he had done his research on the devices before requesting one to help him quit smoking. Kehlani Burton told the Washington Post that she had heard about the possibility of the devices exploding and had warned her son repeatedly. She said, "I told him you got to be careful. These things have happened." But in March 2018, about a month after getting the device, she said she heard a loud pop followed by her son's screams. "I could see blood in his mouth and a hole in his chin." She rushed him to a local hospital, but due to the severity of the injuries, he had to be transferred to Salt Lake City, 200 miles away. So my guess is that he's from northern Nevada, unfortunately. And he had a very swollen lower jaw, lip, small burn on his lip, huge cut in his mouth. According to Katie Russell, a pediatric surgeon who treated him, a 2-centimeter piece of his jaw was just blown to pieces. Now, he has recovered, is undergoing 2 surgeries to fix his wounds, titanium plates into his jawbone. Jonathan Skiro, a pediatric ear, nose, and throat surgeon who helped care for Austin, told the Post that his injuries look like a close-range gunshot wound. Because these things explode, and when they explode, the force takes whatever they can with it. Russell said she submitted the case because she had never seen injuries as severe. I am looking at pictures. His jaw, 2 centimeters of his jaw is missing. It's frightening. It's really frightening. So good news, at least he's recovering. But she said, "I had no idea that these vape pens could blow up and cause serious injury." Now, nobody's telling us if they're, from a foreign country or not. She said the technology hit the market by storm and people are not aware, but the fact is they could burn you, they could explode in your pocket, they could explode in your face. I think there's a health concern. There is. And middle school students are using these things. Middle schoolers. The fact that he needed to quit smoking at the age of 17 makes me think that he might have been smoking since, middle school. So, the FDA says 3.62 million middle and high school students reported using e-cigs in 2018. 3.62 million, and these are kids that admitted it. How many kids don't admit it? There's also a 78% increase among high school students from 2017 to 2018, a 48% increase among middle schoolers. So, the agency warns about vape pen explosions causing serious injury. It notes that the exact causes of the incidents remains unclear, but evidence suggests battery-related issues. The FDA said the best way to protect against such incidents may be knowing as much as possible about your device and how to properly handle and change its batteries. Are we at the point now where we should just say stop the vaping? I mean, here's the thing, and this is frustrating, okay? I argue with my husband all the time. He has a plane. I think he's got a Piper or a Cessna, I forget. So he's got a small plane, and the kids want to go flying with him. And I go, hell to the no. Hell no. So then, my husband gets all, upset. Well, gosh, you don't trust me. I go, I trust you. I think you're a fantastic pilot and sexy. So I know how to talk to my husband. I know how to calm him down. All right, I got that down. Okay. Just have to tell my husband he's sexy, he's good. But I love you. I just don't love the plane. And I don't want my babies up there in a plane that could crash.
Well, the most dangerous part of flying is the drive to the airport. I hear that all the time. And I know you pilots are saying the same thing. There are more car accidents than plane crashes. I agree. But at least with car accidents, there's some chance of survival. Plane crashes, minimal, unless you're Captain Sully.
You don't think I could do what Captain Sully did?
No. I don't. I think he wouldn't cut the trim right. I think he wouldn't. What do you know about trim? All right, anyway. But, so, I tell my kids, no, you're not going to go flying with Daddy unless I could be in the plane or just don't do it. No need.
So, the same argument now starts to come with vape pens. Okay, smoking kills millions of people a year. Vaping offers some people an opportunity to get off tobacco. And there's a growing argument as each year passes that vape pens are saving lives. That's not the headline you see out there, because it's not a sexy headline, but it's out there. Vape pens are saving lives because people are getting off tobacco. And I got to admit, we're doing a damn good job getting people off tobacco. We're doing fantastic. They're getting fat. People are gaining weight. because they're off tobacco, but that's a different story for a different day. But the problem is when you have your baby possibly putting something in his mouth that could explode off his face. Now you're like, okay, you know what? Let's ban the suckers. And the way we have to do things in society is if something is dangerous, even if it's one in a million, we just can't recommend it, or we can't support it, or we can't encourage it, or we can't sell it. So the thing is these vape pen explosions are far and few between, but because we hear about them every 2-3 days, it sounds like they're happening all the time. The problem is cigarettes used to not explode. A bottle of Jack doesn't explode. So now it starts to make you wonder if there is unpredictability. See, because here's the thing. With, like, let's say toys, okay? If somebody sticks their head in a Betty Crocker oven, okay, that's on them. They're not following the rules. But when you have an object and you're following the rules and it blows off part of your face, that's when I think we need to come in and we need to say, okay, stop this now. And that's what kind of makes it difficult. And we like to buy things overseas because they're cheaper overseas. Well, things that you buy overseas may not be made as, they may be made with crappier metal or aluminum or crappier coils or crappier batteries. Remember, you know, other countries don't really care as much about customer service. All right, they're selling stuff on the internet, and they know they may never see you again. They're going to want to make the product, depends on the country, as cheap as possible, get as much, you know, profit as they can. Fortunately, you're going to see that a lot more. You know, we saw that in the olden days, right, at like, you know, carnivals or festivals, there'd be these, you know, snake oil vendors. And so they would sell what they can and then get out and be under disguise and nobody would know who the hell they are and nobody could kind of chase them down for a crappy product. Well, that same thing now happens on a much larger scale on the internet. Website closes down. Can't find them. Some of them didn't even have a business license. Now, I believe there's a lot of legality that, you know, that has to be followed, you know, when it comes to selling things on the internet. But a good website maker can make something look like it's a, you know, subsidiary of Amazon or these, you know, well-known companies, and it's not. You know how many times I get Apple emails that look like they're from Apple, they have the logo on everything, but then you kind of look at the return address and it's a weird address? People know how to mimic looking at something that, you know, can be very, you know, very spurious. And so I would urge anybody, I would urge all of you to, if you're thinking about putting anything in your mouth, don't get it online. And research the product. We don't study things that, you know, we use. Remember women were dying of toxic shock from Rely tampons? I mean, how many people study their tampon? Look at how people would go to fast food and then they'd lift up the plastic lid on their drink to see spit or something on their drink. And I'm surprised they did that quick because usually that stuff dissolves. Just look at things before you use them. That's all I ask. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iranian forces are claiming responsibility for shooting down a U.S. Navy drone Thursday in international airspace over the Strait of Hormuz. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham has a message for Iran.
Here's what Iran needs to get ready for. Severe pain inside their country. That their capabilities pale in comparison to ours. We're not going to let them disrupt navigation of the seas, attack our allies and U.S. interests without paying a price.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi weighing in on the situation.
I think it's a dangerous situation. High tension wires are up in the region. We have to be strong and strategic about how we protect our interests. We also cannot be reckless.
And President Trump is meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau today at the White House. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. I needed to take a minute just to brag on our almost 200 amazing employees. In 2009, we changed our tagline to, "We can grow any business in any industry at any time." The world trusted us and helped us become a five-time Inc. 5000 honoree. Our 200 employees have done two major things at the same time. We manage 1,800 money-making websites and over 260 e-commerce sites for our client partners across the globe. 34% of Americans visited one of these assets last year. But at the same time, these amazing employees have stopped their life every single week and recorded videos and podcasts of exactly how we grow these digital assets. If you're looking to figure out how we do it, just go to door number one. It's free. You can study thousands of hours of material on how to grow your business. If you have money but no time, go to door number two. It's a bit pricey, but our managed services are absolutely incredible. You got to check out IncomeStore.com. Our 200 employees are absolutely amazing.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe you'll send back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're hearing reports that some parents are feeding their kids bleach to cure autism. What the hell are they thinking? It's been dubbed as alternative medicine or Miracle Mineral Solution, MMS, according to Fox News, and there are growing concerns among medical and legal professionals that parents are actually feeding their kids bleach under the guise of it curing autism. Now, we aren't seeing law enforcement do anything yet, from what I understand. I don't think parents are going to jail for this, but feeding your kid bleach is to treat autism. What the heck are you thinking? All right, so case recently brought to light centered on Laurel Austin of Lenexa, Kansas. She came under fire this month after feeding her adult son, who has autism, the controversial bleach product and posting it for thousands of online followers to see. After the boy's father, Bradley, who was estranged from Austin, found out earlier this year about the substance being used, he freaked out, I would too, turned to law enforcement, but to date has not been able to halt the use of questionable treatments on his son. On January 4th, 2019, we opened a criminal investigation into this matter based upon a complaint made by Bradley Austin. That's, of course, the Lenexa Police Department. I believe that's Kansas, yep. And the case was assigned to detective on January 5th. As you realize, the vast majority of substance of the investigation is protected because of HIPAA, so they can't really further elaborate on the details. But Laurel Austin did not respond to comments for further comment, but has defended her actions, stating that the media is being used as a shameful tool with incorrect information by an absentee father. Oh, boy. I am so scared of divorce. I am just, people don't talk about this. Let's just stop for a second on this story. What a lot of people don't talk about in terms of the stress of divorce is you lose control over how to raise your kid. Now, if you get 50-50 custody, right, split custody, you get the kid 50% of the time. But you don't want to spend your time negating and contradicting everything the other spouse did. The kids don't need that. So you try to spend quality time, whatever quality time you have. Well, mom lets me do this, or dad lets me do this, or dad's girlfriend says I could do this, or mom's boyfriend says this. And you must be going out of your mind. I mean, that's a big issue. You know, it's funny. A lot of divorces happen after the kids are grown up. You know, and people say, you know, I'm just going to wait till the kids are old enough. I'm going to wait till the kids are old enough. You know, and they get a divorce and that. And there's a lot of arguments on when to divorce. You know, divorce early so the kids don't see you fight. I don't know if I agree with that per se. The kids should never see you fight. The kids should not live in a home that's, you know, always full of disarray. But you could have disagreements. You should use disagreements as an opportunity to teach kids how to fight, how to resolve differences. You know, unfortunately, when things get emotional, you know, I mean, if I'm yelling at Corey or Corey's yelling at me, you know, the kids see this, but then they see if I back down. See, I got to be very, very careful. If Corey yells at me about something, you know, and he'll do that. He'll, like, raise his voice to get me to stop talking. And if they see me step back and quiesce or, you know, lose, they then learn, okay, that's what I have to do with my lady, okay? I'll have to be like, ah. Then I do the walk around, right? I'm like, And then I get quiet. And then the whole family turns around because they're like, whoa, you crossed the line, what's mama going to do? And then I just very calmly walk up, right? And I just very delicately and quietly drop a bomb. Just drop the bomb. Just drop it. Yes. And then I just walk away. So the bomb could be something like, leave. See ya. Get the hell out. Something like that, right? Kids are like, oh my gosh. One of my kids did that to me. He's tried to fight with me and he started to raise my voice. I go, get out, out, see ya. And no, you're not taking my car. Go walk, see ya. You gotta do it calmly. You don't yell, get out. You gotta look like you're serious. See ya. I'm fine without you. Go. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Don't let the door hit your butt on the way out. So, a lot of time, you know, if you do fight with your spouse, I mean, if you hate your spouse, that's one thing. Okay, you guys got to separate. But, you know, if you guys have fights, you know, don't let the kids see it all the time. But some of them, it's not the worst thing in the world. But I think a lot of people hold off divorce because they don't want somebody else raising their kid. Or they want to make sure they have some say in their kid. You know, and what happens to them. So this dad must be beside himself because mom is feeding the kid bleach. Remember I told you there was one family where the mother-in-law, the grandma, was feeding the kid her urine, having the kid drink her urine? If I was the parent, I would be losing my mind. But if one parent has custody, that's what happens. You can't storm the house. So he went to the police. So the MMS cocktail, all right, is chlorine dioxide, which is a blend of sodium chloride, salt, water, and an acid activator. And I guess they said it came on the alternative scene about 20 years ago. And they say the use of MMS is believed to have caused already 2 deaths and scores of health injuries. MMS endorsing videos have long had place, they said, in social media. Troves of videos, they say, adorning YouTube, touting how the solution could treat an array of ailments from malaria to HIV. It will not treat HIV, to acne, to cancer, to hepatitis, and to autism. So, YouTube has been coming under fire for allowing this content to fester and climb to top ranks in search algorithms. So if you go, if you would type in autism treatment, which there's no treatment for autism like that, that's ridiculous, it might come up high on the search. Now, a spokesperson from YouTube says YouTube does not allow content that encourages dangerous activities with the risk of physical harm, and we work to quickly remove flagged videos that violate these policies. So Dr. Dominique Gaziano, a general internal medicine physician and director at Body and Mind Medical Center, concurred that such misguided information is hard to shake after it takes root across the internet, and that if not scrubbed, can run the risk of hurting others. Well, okay, I mean, the Association for Science and Autism Treatment has lambasted the use of bleach therapy, saying there's no controlled research studies, and that chlorine is toxic, and it poses a significant risk of harm, and is potentially lethal, particularly for young children. They say it is completely reckless and reprehensible that people are pushing miracle cures for autism and are in fact not only completely ineffective, but can also cause serious harm. They say a single dose can cause irritation to the GI and respiratory systems as well as to the eyes. Long-term exposure in children may impair brain growth and can have devastating lifelong consequences. So what is going on? Well, there's a homeopathic practitioner who posted that parents are not poisoning their children, that chlorine dioxide is not in any way chemically related to household bleach, and that it's used in dental practice as a purifier and in sprays to decontaminate produce, meats, and fish. Well, I don't remember chlorine dioxide or hydrochloric acid or sulfuric acid and all the you know, chemical components and variances of each, but what I do know is there is nothing you can drink that will change autism. Okay? You can't drink a substance. All right? Autism is an entity that a child may have where they are more brilliant than any of us could even fathom. But within this brilliance, they're trapped because they lack certain social skills, abilities to interact, engage. And so this is something that is within the mind and within development. It's nothing you could drink and change, you know, with your GI. 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so are we doing something right? I think we are. The obesity rate is dropping among U.S. preschoolers. Woohoo! These little baby tykes, they're starting to lose a little bit of weight. I mean, we don't want them to be super skinny, but we don't want them to be obese. They say preschool children receiving government food aid are reaching healthier body mass indexes. Well, because the government food sucks. But, you know, did you guys ever like your school lunches? I couldn't stand school lunches. It's according to a U.S. study. The latest data shows obesity rates dropped to about 14% in 2016, according to the CDC, down from 16% in 2010. Health experts welcomed the results published Tuesday in the Journal of the American Medical Association following an upward trend of obesity in young children between 2000 and 2010. All racial and ethnic groups recorded a statistically significant decline in obesity. So they say it gives us more hope that there is real change. So they're looking at little 2 to 4 year olds. Little babies, hey. Little babies. The results cover children aged 2 to 4 on food vouchers and other services in the federal Women's Infant and Children Nutrition Program. About 20% of U.S. children that age received benefits in 2016. More fruits, vegetables, whole grains to the nutrition program may have contributed to the decline. That's fantastic. Dr. William Dietz, a former CDC obesity expert, called the change substantial. Although too many U.S. children are still overweight, about 15% of children aged 2 to 5 nationwide were obese, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics, putting them at risk of developing diabetes, high blood pressure, and heart disease. Heavy children often grow up to be heavy teens and adults. So if you can prevent childhood obesity, that's a good start. So Dietz credited the assistance program's switch from high-fat to low-fat milk and the reduction of juice allowed for the reported obesity decline that amounted to 9,000 fewer monthly calories per child. Now, I good for that. I think that's fantastic. That is fantastic. You know, we had to make changes in my household, too. Cut the soda. Well, it stinks. Every time I have a party for students and things like that, you know, we have sodas and stuff. But, and then, you know, if they all don't get drunk, if they all are not all drunk, I can't conjugate my verb. They sit around the house, the kids grab them. But we don't buy Capri Suns anymore. We don't make chocolate milk with Ovaltine. We don't drink Tang. We usually have water. We usually drink water. So we're definitely changing things up. I mean, every now and then we'll get, you know, soda, like at the movies or whatever. But for the most part, you know, we're trying to, you know, lemonade. We stop buying a bunch of lemonades, you know, and so that helps. And then when it comes to milk, you know, we went from high fat to low fat. Now, I cannot drink non-fat milk. I can't do non-fat milk. Non-fat milk is just, it's like pee-pee. That's just horrible. Yeah. So that's just, yeah. We talked a little bit about this the other day, and actually even today. The way we are approaching our youth is, I think it's laughable. If anybody in the old days or caveman days took a look and see what we did with our kids, like, oh no, give it to mommy, mommy will carry it. No, mommy will carry it, give it to mommy. They'd be like, let the kid carry your bag. Let the kid carry his own change. Let the kid carry his own house key. How many of you let your 5-year-old have a key to the house? Probably none. In the olden days, 5-year-old needed to know how to get home. When we would play on the street, we knew how to find our own house. Now, I know, the world has changed. You know, I told you guys, back in the 1950s, there was this article I found. I don't know how I came across it, but it was like 1954 or something like that, where a mom went into a store in New York. And back then in New York, you know, real estate was expensive then too. But you didn't have, it wasn't Walmart style where you could walk in there with a big stroller. So babies had to be left on the sidewalk, and mom would go in and shop with her bag. And I mean, the stores are really, really tiny, so you would grab whatever in a paper bag, or you would bring your own bag in, you would pay the cashier, then you would go out and grab your baby who was outside on the sidewalk. And that's what we used to do, because stores weren't big, and you couldn't sit there with strollers. And I guess somebody stole a baby. And they immediately went to women who had just recently lost a baby. They went to the hospital and they, you know, checked medical records in terms of, you know, who had a recent miscarriage. You know, did they try to, you know, did they, you know, go psychotic and steal somebody else's baby or whatever. But, you know, after that, you know, I think that's when we started to be like, you know, people are going to steal our kids. But it used to not be that way. Nobody wanted your kid. Now, I remember having that conversation with my husband, you know, with our first. I love my first, but nobody would want him. I'd be like, you know what? Take him, see ya. Yeah, so I didn't have to worry. The second one I was a little more worried about, you know? But I mean, the first one, I mean, just the first one would have like yelled and screamed and just been such a pain in the butt that they would have been like, you know, never mind. Forget about it. And so, you know, now that people steal your kids, you're like, well, no, I, you know, we need to watch them when they're outside. And you do need to watch a kid. Now, now the kids are doing stupid things, climbing trees, falling out of trees, you know, drowning pools, things like that. I mean, you know, now that most homes have pools, most homes didn't not have pools. So you didn't have to worry about your kids drowning. Now they do. But how many of you teach your kid how to swim, you know, when they're infants, when they're babies? A lot of us don't. We did. I threw my kid in the pool. Probably, he was probably about maybe 1.5, 2. And we started, and we just wanted them to be strong swimmers. I want them to know how to fight and defend themselves. I want them to, you know that if you have a house key, you got to guard that with your life. You know, so we just really aren't, you know, so we got preschoolers, and they're 2 to 4 years old, and we baby them and stuff. But are we teaching the kids at that age to reach for the apple, reach for the banana? No. What we're doing with the kids is we're feeding them. We just hand them a plate of food. I think what we should do is, okay, let them see how they choose. Commend them for making good choices. If they go for the cookies, no. No cookie. Cookie's a treat for later. And then again, why are we always doing treats and dessert? Dessert used to be very fancy, very special. Now every meal comes with a dessert. Breakfast is all dessert. Where the hell did that come from? So we really need to cut our sugar, and sugar is bad. And, you know, maybe what we need to do in school is have these games of, you know, every time you said no to dessert or sugar, you get a point. Something like that, you know? 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. So we're going to be talking about probably in the next couple days this study coming out saying people who work 10-hour days are 45% more likely to have a stroke. Oh, my gosh. I work 10-hour mornings. A study found employees who juggle a demanding 10-hour work schedule every day for at least a decade are 45% more likely to get a stroke. This baffled French researchers that under 50s were more at risk than their older colleagues. The research was carried out by Paris Hospital Versailles and led by Professor Alexis Descafa of the Occupational Health Unit. And they say Britons have been found to have the longest working days anywhere in Europe, because this study is coming from Great Britain. And they say full-time employees work 42 hours a week, which is about 120 minutes more than the typical European Union worker. In America, I don't know. I don't know what the average. I mean, I think we have our, you know, tumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen, you know, the 9-to-5. A lot of us work 9-to-5. I've never had a 9-to-5 job, ever. You know, 6-to-6. Working 6-to-6. So I'm not really sure what's going on there. But apparently, they looked at those who, you know, worked long hours, more than 10 at a time, for at least 50 days a year, were more at risk for stroke. Now, I would suggest then to, you know, anybody that has those kinds of hours, to show this article, right, to your boss, and say, time off, please. 1-877-DOCTALI, don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.